Welcome to Investors Insights, episode 167. Today we'll be discussing the big news of the week, the Brexit. So guys, let's jump right in.
You're listening to Investors Insights with Greg Powell and the Portfolio Strategy Team from Five Lane Partners.
We've got a lot to cover. We hope all the dads had a great day yesterday. Greg is in a meeting, client meeting this morning, so it's the three of us. So guys, we have a lot to talk about here. Happy first day of the summer.
Yes.
Obviously, the hot news this week is the big Brexit vote on Thursday.
That's right, British exit.
Yeah, it's coming here. It's here. So, you know, we traded back last week on the news that the Leave vote was winning over the weekend. The new polls are showing a Stay vote is winning. And so today we're trading up. So again, we're going to continue to see volatility until the big vote on Thursday. So Ashley, you had some good points about not only the Brexit, but other things going on in Europe.
Yeah, that's what we wanted you to focus on this week. The ECB, European Central Bank, the Brexit vote, as Bobby suggested, is huge. But there are two other major events in Europe that could have some long-term impact. One is a national election in Spain that has had a lot of its core what the future of the euro is. That's first. But the more significant one to us is the German High Court releases a decision this week about how restrictive or freeing a lot of the stimulus-type mechanics are. So not only do you have the Brexit going on, but you have two other major events that could be long-term impactful, mainly that German High Court. So one would argue for the ECB, including the Brexit vote,
right,
this is a huge week.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, the vote, as Bobby mentioned, is kind of going back and forth. The vote within London seems to be pro-stay. Pretty much everything out of London seems to be to leave. It also breaks down over socioeconomic. If you're younger, wealthier, better educated, that has a tendency to want to stay. And then finally, the older demographic, maybe not quite as wealthy, not quite as well educated, is more a vote to leave. To Trey's point last week, just want something different.
Right.
And what you'll see after the vote on Thursday is probably the European Union have some meetings behind that, particularly if you have a leave vote.
Right.
And the immediate concern, if there is a leave vote, is in Ireland. That's the economy most closely directed to the UK. And Portugal, not as direct, but their banking system's been impaired, so a little fragile.
Yeah, so the British leave, does it stop there? Does it continue to the other countries? I think that gets very interesting. And then also, we've seen this has had direct impact on our markets. Last week, the Fed had a meeting. They came out very dovish. The likelihood of a rate hike in September went from above 50% now to below 20%. Mm-hmm. Typically, we'd see our markets shoot up. Well, last week, the Brexit polls came out, the British more likely exit, the market traded down. So this is surprising in that it's even more impactful to your portfolios, this British vote. This vote across the pond, if you will, is having more of an impact than our all-powerful Fed has been.
Yeah.
It's really drastic.
Yeah, two quick points. Europe only has about 9% or affects 9% of the sales in the S&P 500. So you wouldn't think it'd be that much. The big news is what it's going to do to foreign exchange.
Right, you see these currencies.
Yeah.
Huge moves.
And so the pound and the euro will go weaken. The dollar will rise, and that's a problem because profits are already lower, and that's going to hurt profits even further.
So. Not to mention oil's priced in dollars. You get stronger dollar, you see falling oil. That's good for the gas pump, but I think we all remember last year how negatively impactful very low oil prices were to the U.S. U.S. market, the stock market, and then also just the general economy.
Yeah. So a big week with the Brexit, so we'll be watching things carefully. If you have any questions, please let us know. Have a great week. Thanks. We'll be right back.